Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello, and welcome to this holy half hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Silcote's North Parish Church. So how are you today? Fine, I hear you say. They all say that. But how are you really? Feeling quite chirpy cheery? Or a bit down in the dumps? One thing's for sure, life is full of ups and downs. Have you heard the joke about two people up in the sky passing one another? One falling down, the other going up. And one said, "Do you know anything about parachutes?" The other said, "No. Do you know anything about gas explosions?" Ah, such is life. It's full of ups and downs. Rockets go up, but they soon come back to earth again. Balls go down, but they immediately bounce back up again. So how do you see yourself? As a spent rocket or a bouncy ball? Stocks and shares can go down as well as up. Pop songs can go up and down the charts. Football teams up and down the leagues. We can all go up and down in popularity. We can swell up with pride and quickly fall down with pride. Life is full of ups and downs, but as a hospital monitor will tell us, don't worry about your graph going up and down. Such is life. Worry more when it goes flat, because then you're dead. Love also has us going up and down emotionally, as Ronan Keating discovered. Life is a roller coaster. Don't fight it, ride it. Love is a mystery, but let's go with it.
Baby, I got one thing I want you to know.
In case you haven't guessed, tonight's theme is about positively going up, rather than dwelling on the more negative going down. The fancy word for going up in life is ascension. At this time of the year, we think about Jesus ascending to heaven after his death and resurrection, and a dozen appearances over 40 days to various people. He who came down from heaven to earth at Christmas, who lived 33 years, was crucified and buried. But on the upside, he rose from the dead and he ascended back to heaven. Now there's the ultimate in downs and ups. But what really excites Christians is the thought that Jesus shares our daily ups and downs, and the belief that we get to share in his ups and downs. We're wedded together, so his death was our death to our old selfish way of living. His rising was our rising to a new life connected to him. And his ascending to heaven is him paving the way for us to rise to heaven too. He's like the lead mountaineer with his helmet, pickaxe and rope, picking his way out of the valley, up the hillside, up to the mountain top, with us tied to him, following in his handholds and footholds. Jesus came down to earth to raise us up to heaven.
He is not here. He has risen.
Jesus' ascension to heaven was good news for him, and it's good news for us, really, if we're connected to him. But you can imagine it didn't feel very good news to his disciples as they watched him disappear from their sight. They had lived with him for the past 3 years. They'd seen him, heard him, touched him. But now he was not dead, but he was out with the range of their five senses. Ever since, all disciples have to relate to Jesus without the benefit of our five senses. We've to live by a sixth sense, which I think we would call faith. Somehow we manage it, all 2,000 million of us Christians around the world today, and 50-odd generations over the past 2,000 years. We believe without seeing with our eyes. We love him without being able to hug and kiss him. I know a woman born blind who has never seen her husband. She still manages to love him. Maybe she even has the advantage of not being swayed by looks and can love him more for himself. Anyway, we have to love Jesus in a different way now than when the disciples could see and touch him.
You looked inside my fantasies and made each one come true. Something no one else had ever found a way to do. I've kept the memories one by one since you took me in. I know I'll never love this way again. If you should go away, I'll stand here and remember just how good it's been. And I know I'll never love this way again.
Jesus lived on earth with his disciples for 33 years. Suddenly he dies, then he rises to heaven. They had to quickly get used to the new arrangement. That's exactly the same problem we face in bereavement. Our loved one dies, then they go to heaven, but we are left trying to come to terms with the new arrangements. Yes, it is good news that their suffering is over. Yes, it's good news that they're in heaven. But it feels very much like bad news that we have a huge adjustment to make in getting used to loving them without seeing, hearing, and touching them. Jesus' disciples comforted themselves with the thought that Jesus was not far away, but was with them in a new way, as the Holy Spirit. Like the wind, his presence can be felt and noticed, even if he's invisible in himself. Or put it another way, like a caterpillar crawls along the earth at one time and place, then becomes a butterfly, which can fly about all over the place. So with Jesus and our loved ones. So we can still relate to him and them, albeit in a different way. Here's Michael Card expressing the heartfelt longing to be able to know Jesus in the here and now.
Tell me why was it for this you came and died? A once a week observance when we coldly mouth your words. Lord, I love to see your presence in reality, but I don't know how. Let me know you in the now. We should confess we lose you in our busyness. My heart so I can see all the ways you dwell in us, that you're alive in me. But I love to see your presence in reality, but I don't know how. Let me know you in the now.
One of the great grievances and laments that we have about life is, why does everything have to change? Why can't happy arrangements just continue? We just get used to LPs when cassette tapes are invented. We just get used to tapes when CDs come along. Then it's DVDs, then iPods, direct downloads and whatever. Progress maybe, but pain nonetheless. We make friends and then we have to leave them, or they have to leave us. We enjoy life and then it goes pear-shaped. Life is full of changes and we don't always like changes. When the journey of life has too many twists and turns, we get travel sick. No wonder that Catherine Jenkins is praying for divine help in this next song.
With your grace, to a place where we'll be safe.
When Jesus ascended to heaven, I wonder if the disciples threw an ascension party to celebrate, or if they went home to mourn the loss of Jesus from their sight, as in the good old days. When a newborn baby has its first ever day, when it ascends out of the womb, it could feel very excited at its arrival on planet Earth and thrilled at the prospect of future adventures. But more likely, it will scream the house down in grief anger, conveying the message, "Let me go back to the womb, back to the way it's aye been." And life keeps thrusting us out of our wombs, our comfort zones, our familiar routines, our safe and sanitised lives. We don't always thank God for it, but in the end, looking back, we will. And we will realise that, as the Bible promises, all things work together for good to those who love God. So let's celebrate the ascension. Celebrate the fact that Jesus ascended to heaven as our representative, our pioneer, paving the way for us to rise too. Let's celebrate the fact that he made our lives to be ever ascending, onwards and upwards, through every stage of our growth process. There's no other way to live. Ascension is what our lives are all about. So let Jesus raise us up every new morning, until the dawn of the eternal day. And let us help each other to rise up day by day. So thanks for listening, and bye for now, and I leave you with Brian Kennedy.
When I am down and all my soul so weary, when troubles come and my heart burden be, then I am still and wait here in the silence until you come and settle while with me. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be. Thank you. an end.